This is Shannon.
Good morning. My name is Fia. I'm calling from Opinion Research. This morning, we're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. So let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a main organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered, Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
Republican.
Thank you. As you may know, very few people actually vote in the primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida state legislature, and local offices like school board on Tuesday, August 20th? I'm definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I am definitely voting.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian American, White, Caucasian, or Hispanic?
White, Caucasian.
Thank you. What is your age?
47.
Thank you very much. And, well, generally speaking, would you say things in your community are going in the right direction or have gotten off the wrong track?
In the last almost 4 years, we've gone off the wrong track.
Okay. We had connection issues. You mentioned wrong track or right?
I'm sorry, what?
I just wanted to confirm you mentioned wrong track, right? Since we had kind of connection issues, right?
No, so it's gone off the wrong track last 3 years, 4 years. We're done.
Okay.
Current administration needs
okay.
to leave.
Okay. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials focus on most to help you and your family? Abortion, housing and property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, crime and public safety, K-12 education, hurricane and flooding preparation, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, illegal immigration, or overdevelopment?
There's a lot there. So I think housing and insurance is important. K-12 is important. And illegal immigration is important. Inflation is important. So abortion is not important. It is where they've already taken that away. So I'm fine with where that stands. But everything else, we can't survive.
Okay. And from all the options that you mentioned to me, if you had to choose one, which one would you choose?
As the most important. I'm a realtor,
correct.
So housing and insurance is hurting my profession at this point.
Okay, thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Florida and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. Ron DeSantis.
I'm neutral.
Thank you. And Joe Biden.
Unfavorable.
Would that be somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
It's the most unfavorable that you could possibly get.
Okay. And Donald Trump.
The most favorable that you can go to.
Thank you. The The remainder of this survey is going to focus on the issue of education in your community. From the following list, which issue should your county school board focus on most to improve K-12 education? Increasing the school choice options.
I played with her.
Allowing teachers to enforce classroom discipline. Ensuring well-qualified teachers are hired and retained. Improving the academic grading of schools. Strengthening school safety and security measures. Increasing teacher pay. Reducing class sizes.
I mean, I think all of those are important, and they all need to be focused on.
Right, and if you have to choose one of these as the most important, which one would you choose?
I don't know, because I feel like they're all equally as important.
Okay, and you will now be asked about some organizations and groups you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Teachers.
I'm neutral.
Charter schools.
Unfavorable.
Would that be somewhat or very unfavorable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Private schools.
Favorable, somewhat.
Thank you. Moms of Liberty.
Neutral.
Your county school board.
Unfavorable, very.
Teachers' unions.
Unfavorable, very.
Traditional public schools.
Unfavorable, somewhat.
And your local PTA or PTO?
Neutral.
Thank you. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the job that your county school board is doing? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
Strongly disapprove. And I'm in Hillsborough County. But sir, I gotta get off the phone. I'm sorry. This has gone a little longer and I've got to leave.
Okay, I see. I do understand. Thank you for your time and have a good day.
Thank you. Bye.